Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tony Salada. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Martinez. Batting ninth. The third baseman, George Brett. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Lindy McDaniel. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting second. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Terry Hughes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mario Guerrero. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Roger Maurer. And now, play ball. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is called out on strikes. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae strikes out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tony Salada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salada is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans strikes out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salada scoops it up and throws to first, with McDaniel covering, for the out. Yastrzemski moves to third. Two outs. Terry Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes moves to second. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hughes scores. Blackwell moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Blackwell moves to third. Guerrero moves to second. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Blackwell scores. Guerrero moves to third. Miller moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Marty Patton now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a pop-up towards short. Guerrero settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0-for-1 in the game. Carbo hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hughes is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White strikes out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-1 in the game. McRae strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Saleta scoops it up and throws to first, with Patton covering, for the out. One out. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guerrero hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Saleta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saleta is 0 for 1 in the game. Saleta is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Buck Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hughes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martinez moves to second. Cookie Rojas pinch hits for Frank White. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Martinez moves to third. Patek moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. Martinez scores. Patek moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marat fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cookie Rojas now playing second base. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Saleta scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blackwell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry pinch hits for Tony Saleta. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carbo. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Fran Healy pinch hits for Buck Martinez. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marat fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Mayberry now playing first base. Fran Healy now catching. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guerrero hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Richie Sheinblum pinch hits for George Brett. Richie Sheinblum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinblum hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek moves to third. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Patek scores. Rojas moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guerrero fields it and throws to second for the out. Rojas moves to third. Two outs. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-3 in the game. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hughes juggles the ball. That's an error on Hughes. Rojas scores. McRae moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Royals, 3, Red Sox, 3. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a fly ball into left field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Cowens now playing third base. Richie Sheinbloom now playing left field. Jim Wolford now playing right field. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheinbloom. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Cooper moves to third. Doug Bird now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cooper tags and scores. One out. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 3 in the game. Carbo is walked intentionally. Rico Petrocelli pinch hits for Terry Hughes. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sheinbloom. Petrocelli reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. Carbo moves to third. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blackwell is walked intentionally. Mario Guerrero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerrero is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Guerrero strikes out. Two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli now playing third base. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cowens hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fran Healy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Healy is 0 for 1 in the game. Healy strikes out. Two outs. Richie Sheinbloom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheinbloom is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheinbloom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.